There's a place you gotta go for learning all you ought to know about the facts of life. The facts of life.
When your books are what you're there about, but looks are what you care about.
The time is right to learn the facts of life.
Girls, we can't take all morning. We gotta get these decorations to the harvest fair before there's a change of season.
Miss Karen, look who's here.
Hello,
it's Mr. Drummond. You're early. Good.
Well, we missed you. Besides, my two boys have never seen a harvest fair.
Never been to a harvest fair? Willis, how did you know when it was autumn?
In New York, it's easy. The mugger's just warmer.
Garrett, it was tough catching the pig. He's a great pumpkin field runner. Should I load him on the bus?
Aw, you know what you ought to do? Dump him in the tub first. He's got ring around the collar all over.
Oh, hi. What are you doing in a girls' school?
I was gonna ask you the same thing.
Oh, your first date, Cindy. Just your type.
You'd probably go for taller pigs, Blair.
Hey, where's my little Arnold?
Oh, he'll be right along. He sent us on ahead to see if the coast was clear.
It's okay, Arnold. There aren't any girls in here.
Hi!
Hi, Arnold!
Ow, you lied to me. We're not brothers anymore. From now on, we're distant cousins.
Oh, come here, Arnold. Now, what's this sudden aversion to girls?
You call my whole life sudden?
Don't worry, Arnold. In a few years, you'll think of women as being necessities.
If that's true, my future looks bleak.
Well, Arnold, girls aren't so bad. They grow on you.
Where?
Miss Garrett, the real reason that we came up early was to try to talk you into coming back.
Yeah, don't you miss living with us?
Oh, sure. Wouldn't Marlon Perkins miss his wild kingdom?
Oh, Arnold, you're so darling.
Give me a break, please.
Come on, loosen up, Arnold. Girls don't bite.
Well, I know girls don't bite. It's just that girls like to kiss. And you take your life in your hands with the ones that wear braces.
You don't have to worry about me, Arnold. I don't like kissing either. I'm into sports.
Hey, this was almost human. You wouldn't pull my leg, would you?
Why not? You could use a few inches.
Kimberly, let's all go over to the hotel and change for the fair.
Okay. Fine. Bye-bye, see you later.
Bye, you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye, Arnold.
Don't move. I want to forget you just the way you are.
Tell me, Mrs. Garrett, this house mother thing isn't permanently temporary, is it?
Oh, no. I'll be back. I promise.
Good, because we've been having a rough time.
Yeah?
Ever since you left, everything's upside down and topsy-turvy. I think I've been wearing Arnold's underwear.
Well, that'll keep you on your toes.
Come on, you guys. Tug of war practice time. We gotta get on the ball before we get our brains knocked in.
Listen, Slugger, some of us want to talk about the dance.
Now, come on now. You just plant your foot right here.
Would you mind not pawing me? You are strange.
There's nothing strange about her. It's her job. Cindy is captain of the games committee.
Yes, well, some of us girls are interested in what happens after her silly games. The dance and the boys. Something Super Jock wouldn't know about.
How would you like me to fix it so you could breathe through your ears?
All right, girls. Girls, this is a school for young ladies, not a training camp for the roller derby.
Don't worry. I have more important things on my mind. Like Greg Hockney.
Greg Hockney? Oh, he's a real hunk.
Miss Garrett, come quick. The pig is loose on the bus.
Yes.
Well, don't get so excited, Tootie. He can't drive a stick shift.
Morning,
Thank
girls.
You.
Here I am, the only headmaster that makes house calls. How are you, girls?
We're women, okay, Mr. Badley?
Sorry, Molly. I keep forgetting. You're a woman. This is my first year at Eastland and my first harvest fair, so be gentle. I'll be depending heavily on Miss Mahoney to show me the ropes. She's an old pro. I don't mean she's an old pro. I mean she's been around. Oh, no, I don't mean she's been around. I mean she's been around the school for a long, long time. Well, not that long. Hardly more than a girl.
Mr. Bradley, I'm not coy about my age. I don't care who knows it. I'm 32 years old.
32? Wow, so that's what it looks like.
Natalie, at 32, a woman is in her full prime. And it's not as far away as you girls may think. Some of you are about to burgeon into womanhood.
I thought all of us were burgeons.
Can we stay later at the dance this year? What's the curfew?
Nancy, you know the curfew, 10 o'clock.
No, I'm glad you brought that up. It is Saturday, and I think we should relax the rules.
Change the rules that have made this school's reputation for 54 years?
I didn't say change, just bend them a little. All rules don't always apply to today's woman. I'm going to dispense with the 10 o'clock curfew and make it 11:30.
Mr. Bradley, once we make a rule at Eastland, we stick to it. Do you know what that means?
Yes. You have sticky rules. Change tonight's curfew to 11:40.
Mr. Bradley, I know that you come from the public school system, but Eastland is a private school with its own private rules.
Good. Then keep them private. Girls, change that to 11:50.
Right. You're going to let them stay up till 11:50? I'm in bed by 11:50.
Perfect. They can tuck you in when they come home from the dance. Now, we'll talk about something really important. Who is going to represent Eastland at the Intra-School Harvest Queen Contest?
Well, since I am the reigning Harvest Queen for 2 years in a row, naturally, I'll be in the contest.
Righty?
Well, count me out. Nobody's judging me on my cleavage.
I guess Molly speaks for everyone. Not for me. I nominate Cindy.
Cindy? Cindy's great. The best athlete in school. At least that'll keep it from being a total flesh parade.
All right, come on, Cindy.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Garrett.
Mr. Bradley.
Guess what, Mrs. Garrett? Cindy's going to run against Blair for Harvest Queen.
Super! Now we're going to have an honest-to-goodness race.
But really, I can't. I don't even own a party dress.
You can wear the one my sister gave me. I grew out of it before I grew into it.
It happens to the best of us, dear. Well, I think I'll go thread up the sewing machine. Alterations on me.
All right, now, Cindy, can I put your name down?
Well, wait a minute.
Terrific. Okay, gals. Girls, I mean women. On to the fair.
Sue Ann, I've got another problem. I don't know what to do at a dance.
Oh, that's a cinch. Lesson one, try to seem flattered when the nerd asks you to dance.
Yeah, say, gosh, thanks, nerd.
Don't say anything. Just grab him.
And remember, Cindy, you're supposed to be the girl. Try not to lead.
Oh, come on. Let's go upstairs and teach her some steps. I've got some great Donna Summer records.
Great. Come on.
Sue Ann, thanks a lot for nominating me. I love you.
Come on.
Cindy, what's wrong with you?
What do you mean? All this touching and hugging girls, and I love you.
Boy, are you strange.
Well, I didn't mean anything.
I'll just bet. You better think about what you mean.
Oh, a couple of tucks here and there. Cindy's going to be one foxy lady at the dance tonight. What are you going to wear?
Nothing.
When do you arrive? I don't want to miss it.
I meant nothing special. I have no one to impress.
Oh, hey, don't you have a date tonight?
No. I'm going with Mr. Bradley. We are both chaperoning the dance.
Oh, and who's chaperoning the two of you?
Don't make me titter. Me? Fall for a man who could sack and burn every tradition we have? The Attila, the Hun of Eastland?
Sounds like you really like him. You called him Hun.
You may find humor in this, but after what he did to our curfew today, nothing that happens here could surprise me.
Ah! Who's there? Can I hide in here?
Why, sure, honey. What's the matter?
What ain't the matter? There I was. Girls to the left of me. Girls to the right of me. Patting, poking, pinching. Any dents in my cheeks?
No permanent damage. You look darling.
That's what the girls say when they dress me up as Elmer Fudd the Farmer. It's a curse to be darling.
Come in!
Oh, there you are.
No sales, sister. Don't look for no action here.
I don't have time for you, child.
Good, because I'm gone.
Garrett, Cindy's dropped out of the Queen's race.
She's locked herself in a room and she won't talk to anyone.
Oh, dear, I better go up to her.
Go away. I don't want to talk to anyone.
But I'm a little chocolate cupcake and I got no place to go. Oh, just in time. I was about to do my imitation of a glass of milk.
I'm not hungry. And thanks, but I don't need that dress.
What? You mean you're going to go to the harvest ball like that? I mean, who ever heard of queens in jeans?
Now you know they need a real girl for harvest queen. Mrs. Garrett, look at me. I like football jerseys and pants. There's nothing about me that's feminine.
Now what on earth do you mean by that?
See, this dress isn't me. I'm not Blair. I'd much rather have a baseball glove with a good pocket.
Yeah, but that doesn't prove anything. You know, even Blair would love baseball if Gucci came out with a catcher's mitt.
Nothing would make Blair like baseball. And she was right about me.
Right about what?
About me hugging and touching girls all the time, not caring about boys. Mrs. Garrett, maybe Blair is right. Maybe I'm not normal.
Boy, you sure have built one heck of a pocket in this glove. You know, just because Blair said something thoughtless and insensitive doesn't mean that you have to let it knock you for a loop.
Yeah, well, how many girls are built like a boy and think only about sport?
Oh, none that I can think of. Except for Billie Jean King, Nadia Comaneci, Wilma Rudolph,
okay,
Dorothy
I get
Hamill.
The idea.
All right. And as far as looking like a boy, when I was growing up on our farm in Wisconsin, they used to use me for a beanpole. Yeah. Well, only for one summer. Then that little time clock inside my body took over, just like yours will. And I started to get curvier and curvier and curvier.
Well, my time clock just isn't working. I'm 14 already and I don't even like guys.
Now, why do you think you don't like guys?
They make me nervous.
I know, I know. They used to make me nervous, too. And once in a while, they still do.
Well, maybe Blair is right. I don't feel nervous around girls. You know me. I'm always hugging and all that junk. I gotta stop that.
Don't you dare. Up here at the school, these girls are your family. There's nothing wrong with hugging and touching. It shows that you're a loving person, and that's good. The only people who will tell you it's wrong are the ones who can't reach out and do it themselves.
I'd make somebody a great brother.
Arnold, maybe if you'd shake me real hard, that'd get my time clock going.
Don't worry about your time clock. It'll start ticking when it's ready. I promise you. That's the way my mother explained it to me.
Well, my mom had my dad explain it. He told me that sex was like a big garden, and each person was like a flower. And when you love someone, you have to put fertilizer on them. Anyway, I think the time clock sounds better.
All right. Let's see how terrific you're going to look in this dress. Oh, Cindy. You look beautiful.
I don't think it looks so great.
Now, who are you going to believe, you or the mirror?
I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. If Blair ever says I don't look feminine again, I'm just going to have to punch her out.
All right. Now, you ought to go downstairs and tell her that.
Oh, no. I'm never talking to Blair again. Unless she apologizes. But she'll never do that.
Cindy, never say never. Oh, by the way, I'll give you a tip on how to be feminine. Get rid of that little white mustache. You look like Colonel Sanders. See you later.
Hello? Man in the room. Everybody decent?
Yes, hi, Mr. Bradley.
Oh, hello, Blair.
How do I look?
Oh, perfect. Just button the top button.
There is no top button.
Put one on and button it. What's this I hear about Cindy not running for queen? Do you know anything about that?
Not really. We had a little tiff.
Ah, Mrs. Garrett.
Mr. Bradley.
I'm going to have a little talk with Cindy.
Oh?
Yes, I'm fairly skilled at this sort of thing. It may sound silly, but in college I was known as the Sigmund Freud of Sigma Chi.
Oh.
Not that silly. Thought I'd have a little man-to-man talk with Cindy. No, not man-to-man. I mean man-to-girl. To woman.
Oh, relax, Mr. Bradley. She worked it out all by herself.
Well, that's too bad. I mean, that's not too bad. It's good, but it's too bad I didn't talk to her. I could have cleared everything up.
Oh, don't worry. It's all cleared up now.
Well, glad I could be of help.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Bradley.
What do you think, Mrs. Garrett?
Wow.
Now, I know you might think it's cut a bit low and the eyeshadow a bit heavy, but this is the look that's selling.
Oh, no, no, no. I think it's just right for you, Blair. After all, you're the expert on tricks to attract men.
I guess so.
Oh, golly. I bet you could have any man you wanted.
Yeah, probably.
And I bet you have.
Where'd you hear something like that?
Oh, no, it's pretty obvious. You've been around.
No, I haven't been. I don't do those kind of things.
Oh, come on, the way you get yourself up. You're so sophisticated. You smoke and you talk a good game.
That's just talk. Honest.
Well, you know what they say. If you're advertising, you must be selling.
I'm not that kind of girl. You can ask any guy I've dated. I'm a tease.
A tease? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. You sure could have fooled me.
You just can't jump to conclusions about people that way.
That's right. It's all just appearances, isn't it, Blair? And you're absolutely right about jumping to conclusions. I'm sure Cindy would agree with you.
Cindy?
It seems you jumped to a conclusion about her.
But you've seen her, Mrs. Garrett. She looks more like a boy than a girl.
Ah, appearances.
You mean like what you just thought about me?
Mm.
Okay, I shouldn't have made that crack about her being strange.
That was the crack.
I didn't mean it. I just said it.
Mm-hmm.
I should apologize.
Mm. One piece of advice, the sooner, the better.
You mean now?
Now is definitely sooner.
I'll go get
it. I'll help you. Cindy!
Yes, Mrs. Garrett?
Cindy, I'm the one that wanted to see you.
Yeah, what about?
Look, I'm going to do something that I've never done before in my life, and I'm not going to be very good at it.
I apologize. I was really rotten.
Guess someone who could admit they're rotten really isn't.
Now, I want you to run against me for Harvest Queen, because the truth is, you could give me a real battle. Now, how about it? Woman against woman? Well, since you put it that way.
Hi, Mrs. Garrett.
Hi, gang. Hey, Arnold, I saw you at the dance a couple times. You look so happy, I figured the girls must have left you alone.
No, he found himself a woman.
Who didn't pinch him or tickle him or squeeze him?
All she did was stuff him.
Yep, that's my girl. She just waltzed me over to the barbecue chicken, and she discoed me over to the banana cream pie.
And don't forget the tango to the turkey tetrazzini.
Well, Mrs. Garrett, you've had a little time to think about it. Please, won't you come back?
Yes, I will. Just as soon as they find a decent replacement for me here. In the meantime, I promise to send you a care package once a week.
Mrs. Garrett.
Oh, Cindy. Oh, excuse me. I forgot all about the Harvest Queen. I was busy. I had to leave early and get all the stuff out. Cindy. Oh, Cindy. Did you win?
No, it was a clean sweep for Blair. She won the crown, and she also won Greg Hockney. Yes, whoever said it was lonely at the top was looking up from the bottom.
Congratulations, dear.
Didn't Cindy tell you she was first runner-up? Corn Maiden of the Harvest.
Well, that's terrific, Cindy.
Yeah, it was really nice. But something much more important happened to me.
What's that?
Well, there I was, just sitting there, staring at Greg Hockney. Mm-hmm. And guess what?
Your time clock started. Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Yeah, but much faster. And the best thing of all was, Greg winked at me.
He what?
There's a place to go.